And that sound means it is time for This Week in Real Estate with Bob Zadora of the Z Team with Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Mike. Another beautiful day in the Ozarks. Great to be here. It's great to have the show on Friday. Glad you're joining us here on the Eagle, our new nest, as it were. And we're glad to be here. And the show's been going very well for us. We had some very positive comments, so that's a good thing. We've been having guests on every week. And today we have Jule Pendergast, who actually owns Century 21. We do not own Century 21. And I know that comes up with people all the time. They'll say, oh, well, yeah, well, I'm listed with you. I said, no, you're not listed with me. Oh, yeah, would you? No, I don't own the company. I'm out a lot. We expose ourselves a lot. And that's what we try to do, make sure that people know that we're out there. But Jule is the brains behind the whole deal.
Oh, my goodness, Bob. That puts a lot of pressure on me.
Not at all. Not at all.
But thank you for having me on this morning. I've been listening to your show, and you do a really good job. I just want you to know that.
Thank you. Thank you. You've been doing real estate. We've been doing this for a little while, but you've been doing it for a little while longer.
I have. I've been with the company for over 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I started in 89 as secretary.
And so you were like 12.
Yeah, I was 12. Absolutely. Got my real estate license a year later, and then my broker's license a few years after that.
Great. So you were there for a while, and that was when it was LEMAC.
It was Century 21 LEMAC Realty, just a different owner.
Different owner.
Yeah, and Mickey and I bought the company in October of 2001, so we've owned it for 22 years.
Wow, that's great. You started with the one building, the smaller building, and now you're over in a much nicer facility where we are now.
Absolutely. So we started out with three full-time agents. I was one of them, and three part-time agents. And now we've got 40 full-time agents. So quite a growth spurt there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I'm sure that the numbers are really different from where you started then to where we are now. And it shows. It shows in the awards that the company has received as being one of the top company. And when you think about that, we're just here in Little Mountain Home.
I know.
And we're up against all big dogs from throughout the state, and we go to those state conventions, and to get called up on the stage with you to receive these production awards.
It's pretty amazing. We're always in the top three Century 21 companies within Arkansas, which is, like you said, from being from Mountain Home, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yes, ma'am, it is. And to have agents, you know, that have produced the way they have here, it really does show well for Century 21 itself.
It does.
And for the, I think that the nationwide, worldwide branding of Century 21 has a big difference, makes a big difference when people are thinking about moving.
It does. They come in and they know immediately who Century 21 is. You don't have to explain, you know, we're ABC Realty. They know Century 21.
Exactly.
And I was just going to say, do you realize you've been with us 18 years, Bob?
Some days, yes. Some days, no.
I just remember when you and Linda joined us, it was just the two of you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I knew back then that your goal was to build your team, and look what you have now.
Yeah,
so it's pretty amazing, the job that you've done.
For being just the two of us and getting going the way we did, and taking agents on and helping them develop their real estate skills. I mean, that was always the message that we were trying to get across. And I think that we've done a good job with that, I think. I mean, you're kind of more the judge of that than us. I mean, you see a lot of agents over the course of any given day. Well, we try to do our best for the company, for you.
Mm-hmm. For the community and for our clients. And that's our main goal is, to take care of our clients.
Exactly. Exactly.
And as a team leader, your goal is to take care of your agents and your clients. As a broker, my goal is to make sure our clients are taken care of, but also to make sure our agents are taken care of.
And you do a great job with that. I mean, we've been very, very happy there. And it was the best thing that could have happened to us, meeting you guys in the ice cream parlor on Music on the Square that Friday night. That was just, you know, sometimes things are God things, and that was really wonderful, because within a week or 2 weeks, I was calling you for a job. And things happen like that sometimes.
That was fate.
That truly was.
You know, you were talking about the awards and the recognition of the company has within the state in Century 21. I also want to mention that the Z Team has been very, very successful. They have been the recipient of the Century 21 President's Award for 4 years now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And that's not only for production, but that's for quality service.
That's the biggest part of it.
That is the biggest part of it.
Yeah.
Very, very few recipients across the nation receive the President's Award. So congratulations to you guys.
4 times here, in as we talk about in Little Mountain Home, I mean, that really is a big deal. Really is. And we're proud of that. We're proud when we go to the conventions. We're proud when we do things. And we do go to events. And we're out there talking about Century 21. That's a big deal, you know, and people always stop, you know, what's going on with real estate? What's going on with real estate? Mm-hmm. You know, wear your name tag everywhere and somebody's going to stop you.
Yeah.
And speaking of big events, somebody's got a big anniversary coming up pretty quick here, right?
Yes. Mickey and I have been married for 50 years. That just doesn't seem possible.
No, it doesn't.
It's like, where has the time gone?
I know that feels. Yeah. You know, we just went through ours a couple of years ago and it's like, that can't be right.
I know.
We were just kids a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it was, you know, that's what we were.
Yeah. So our kids are going to throw us a little anniversary party.
That's great.
Invite all of our friends and get to mix and mingle a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So
sure.
It'll be fun.
Well, you've been in this community for a very long time and you know a lot of people. You've been involved in from Rotary and everything else, all the different things and that you participate in. Century 21 as a group, all the things that we participate in, the agents participate in, but the charity that's given, the food banks and all of those types of things.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of the company and the agents and you guys. Very involved in giving back to the community, being huge supporters of our schools, of our community, the nonprofit organizations.
Yeah.
It's just amazing what you guys have been able to do and what we've been able to do as a company.
Yeah, it's worked out very well. And people don't realize how much the realtors give back to the community a lot of times. They don't realize how much money is just flat out returned into the community to help the different charities.
That's right. Well, they need to drive by the food bank in the morning about 8 o'clock and see all the people out there loading up trucks
with
all the food.
Yes, ma'am. And there's the number of things that we do, the agents do, is really a great step forward for the community.
It is. All of our agents are very involved individually and also as a group with the company.
Yes, ma'am.
And so very proud of all of their efforts to give back.
Everybody does a great job. It's because of the leadership at the top. That's what causes everything. Everything comes down from there.
Very sweet of you to say that, Bob.
But it's the truth. Hey, look, thanks a lot. I appreciate you coming on. And we'll talk again. But right now it's time for This Week in Real Estate.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jewel, for taking the time to join us. Bob, let's take a look at this week's numbers. Let's go over This Week in Real Estate.
This Week in Real Estate, there were 45 new listings came on the market, 2 commercial properties, 21 parcels of land, 21 homes came on the market. They range in price from $60,000 to $1.25 million. There were 30 sales this week, 3 parcels of land, 27 homes sold. They range in price from $30,000 to $500,000. The average sale price this week was $201,000 with 78 days on market. Total of $5.4 million in residential real estate closed this past week. 7 properties expired. 29 had 29 residential price changes. 44 are pending, waiting to close. If you're looking to get on the market, give my honey a call. She's at 870-405-0793. Currently, there's 293 homes listed on the MLS. That's the most we've had for quite a while. Year to date, this year, there's been 909 homes have sold for $207 million. The average sale price this year has been this residential things. I don't count land in here, commercial properties. The average sale price was $228,000 with 86 days on market. Last year, there had been 1,034 residential sales. Amazing. The average sale price last year was $220,000 with 79 days on market. The market, and as you go back, the days on market get a little bigger. The numbers were big in 21 and 20 because of COVID. But the prices, if you go back to 19 when COVID got started, the average sale price was 148. And like I say, now we're at 228. That's an appreciable increase in value of homes. So best time to buy a home is probably yesterday. The interest rates are going to be what they're going to be. But you're married. Remember, you're not marrying the interest rate. You're just dating it. And you can refinance a home when it's need be. Give my honey a call, 870-405-0793. And check out the website, retiredarkansas.net. Thanks for listening. See you next week.